Hello. This is your Year 9 listening test in English. It will consist of two tasks. You will hear the texts twice. Task 1. You have 1 minute now to read the task.
I'm talking to Nora. Hi, Nora.
Hello.
Who's a professional dancer? How old are you now?
27.
When did you first realise you wanted to be a dancer?
I don't know how old I was because I was too young to remember, but my grandma showed me Margot Fonteyn and Rudolf Nureyev dancing Swan Lake on a video, and that was it.
But that's ballet?
Yes, ballet.
Okay. Right. So you're not a ballet dancer?
No, but I'm trained to be.
Oh, you are?
Mm-hmm.
All right. But it was seeing them dancing that got you excited about doing something like that.
Yeah, that was it.
That was it.
That was my life plan in place before I can remember it.
When did the dancing lesson start?
That was begging my mother to take me, which she wouldn't do because she thought I should have been a gymnast because I look like a gymnast. And it got to, I was 6 and a local girl, she was opening a dance school, and she said, this girl said to my parents, why don't you let her come along? It's just on Saturdays. So that started when I was 6 on Saturdays, and after that it was Saturdays and Thursdays. Then it was every day, every week.
And so when did you actually first become a professional dancer?
When I got my first job, when I was 19.
And where was that job?
I worked for one day for the ITV for a television series.
And then?
And after that, obviously you audition, and I started working for Costa Cruises. Costa Cruises is a cruise line company that obviously they cruise around the world, and they employ entertainment staff, and part of their entertainment staff is dancers.
So you're part of the entertainment for a cruise. How many shows would you put on?
Per cruise, it would be between 3, 4, or even 5. Depends on the other shows. If they need a bumper number, we will join their show.
Okay, so it's not just dancing, of course. There's all sorts of other things that are put on.
No, there's a show a night. So if it's a week cruise, there's a show every night. But 3 of them will be in-house production team, which is me. Then there may be 2 shows that are acrobats.
All right.
And they might need bumper numbers so they can change and rest.
Right.
And then we will fill in for them.
Okay.
On their bumper numbers.
What's the longest cruise you've been on then?
Probably transatlantic 18-day crossing.
18 days?
Yes.
Oh, wow. So obviously you're combining travelling with dancing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you stop, passengers get off, and you have an opportunity to travel around the country as well?
Yeah, as a dancer, yes, we get a lot of free time to visit everything. So you can get off, you can go see the town, the countryside, the place. So, yeah.
It sounds very exciting. Are there any drawbacks?
Oh, yeah. Big ones. You're always away from home. Relationship, they're difficult because you don't know when you're going to see each other.
Financially, is it well paid or?
Financially, it's a good job.
Fantastic. Nora, thank you very much. I've really enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you.
You will have 1 minute now to check your work. Then you will hear the text a second time.
I'm talking to Nora. Hi, Nora.
Hello.
Who's a professional dancer? How old are you now?
27.
When did you first realise you wanted to be a dancer?
I don't know how old I was because I was too young to remember. But my grandma showed me Margot Fonteyn and Rudolf Nureyev dancing Swan Lake on a video, and that was it.
But that's ballet?
Yes, ballet.
Okay. Right. So you're not a ballet dancer?
No, but I'm trained to be.
Oh, you are?
Mm-hmm.
All right. But it was seeing them dancing that got you excited about doing something like that.
Yeah, that was it.
That was
my life plan in place before I can remember it.
When did the dancing lesson start?
That was begging my mother to take me, which she wouldn't do because she thought I should have been a gymnast because I look like a gymnast. And it got to, I was six and a local girl, she was opening a dance school, and she said, this girl said to my parents, why don't you let her come along? It's just on Saturdays. So that started when I was six on Saturdays, and after that it was Saturdays and Thursdays. Then it was every day, every week.
So when did you actually first become a professional dancer?
When I got my first job, when I was 19.
And where was that job?
I worked for one day for the ITV for a television series.
And then?
And after that, obviously you audition, and I started working for Costa Cruises. Costa Cruises is a cruise line company that obviously cruise around the world, and they employ entertainment staff, and part of the entertainment staff is dancers.
So you're part of the entertainment for a cruise. How many shows would you put on?
Per cruise, it would be between 3, 4, or even 5. Depends on the other shows. If they need a bumper number, we will join their show.
Okay, so it's not just dancing, of course. There's all sorts of other things that are put on.
No, there's a show a night. So if it's a week cruise, there's a show every night. But three of them will be in-house production team, which is me. Then there may be two shows that are acrobats.
All right.
And they might need bumper numbers so that they can change and rest.
Right.
And then we will fill in for them.
Okay.
On their bumper numbers.
What's the longest cruise you've been on then?
Probably transatlantic 18-day crossing.
18 days?
Yes.
Oh, wow. So obviously you're combining travelling with dancing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you stop, passengers get off, and you have an opportunity to travel around the country as well?
Yeah, as a dancer, yes, we get a lot of free time to visit everything. So you can get off, you can go see the town, the countryside, the place. So, yeah.
It sounds very exciting. Are there any drawbacks?
Oh, yeah, big ones. You're always away from home. Relationship, they're difficult because you don't know when you're going to see each other.
Financially, is it well paid or?
Financially, it's a good job.
Fantastic. Nora, thank you very much. I've really enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you.
There is 1 minute now to finish the task. This is the end of task one. Go on to task two. Task two. You have 1 minute now to read the task.
Post-it notes are small pieces of yellow paper with glue on the back. It looks like a simple product, but it took 12 years to develop. The history of post-it notes begins in 1968. Spencer Silver worked for a company called 3M. He was trying to make glue that could be used to build planes. Instead of strong glue, he made weak glue. His weak glue had two unusual features. First, it would stick to any flat surface. Second, the glue didn't separate from paper, so it could be reused many times. For years, Spencer searched for a practical use of this uncommon glue. He failed. Then, in 1974, something happened. Art Fry also worked at 3M. While singing in a choir, he had a problem. His music book wouldn't stay open. He put paper inside the book to mark the page, but the paper kept falling out. He needed something that could stick to paper but wouldn't damage the book. That's when he thought about weak glue. Back at work, he used the weak glue to make sticky paper. Workers at 3M made some sticky paper and gave it to people around the office. They loved it. It was a convenient way to leave messages. In 1980, 3M tested the sticky paper. To their surprise, people loved it. Today, post-it note paper is one of the world's best-selling office products. The post-it note story teaches us about creativity. Spencer and Art had a unique product with no practical use at first. By connecting the bookmark problem and weak glue, they created a useful product. We are often told that to be successful in business, we need to find a problem and then create a solution. Sometimes we have a solution, but we need to find a problem.
You will have 1 minute now to check your work. Then you will hear the text a second time.
Post-it notes are small pieces of yellow paper with glue on the back. It looks like a simple product, but it took 12 years to develop. The history of Post-it notes begins in 1968. Spencer Silver worked for a company called 3M. He was trying to make glue that could be used to build planes. Instead of strong glue, he made weak glue. His weak glue had two unusual features. First, it would stick to any flat surface. Second, the glue didn't separate from paper, so it could be reused many times. For years, Spencer searched for a practical use of this uncommon glue. He failed. Then, in 1974, something happened. Art Fry also worked at 3M. While singing in a choir, he had a problem. His music book wouldn't stay open. He put paper inside the book to mark the page, but the paper kept falling out. He needed something that could stick to paper but wouldn't damage the book. That's when he thought about weak glue. Back at work, he used the weak glue to make sticky paper. Workers at 3M made some sticky paper and gave it to people around the office. They loved it. It was a convenient way to leave messages. In 1980, 3M tested the sticky paper. To their surprise, people loved it. Today, Post-it note paper is one of the world's best-selling office products. The Post-it note story teaches us about creativity. Spencer and Art had a unique product with no practical use at first. By connecting the bookmark problem and weak glue, they created a useful product. We are often told that to be successful in business, we need to find a problem and then create a solution. Sometimes we have a solution, but we need to find a problem.
There is 1 minute now to finish the task. This is the end of task two and the listening part of your test. Hand in your paper, please.